Yeah, I mean, the first set took me a while to get used to the conditions out there. I haven't played a night match in a while, so you know, the lighting and everything is a little bit different to me in the beginning. And of course, the first set going back and forth a lot, didn't really have too much rhythm on my side. But after that first set, winning the tiebreak, I kind of relaxed a little bit, got used to the conditions, used to his ball a little bit more, and it was good to get off to a fast start in the second set. And I obviously played a lot better in the second set.
Thanks.
After all of these years of new experiences and after knowing the main role, how is your confidence for this tournament?
Yeah, I have a lot of confidence, you know, coming to this tournament. I had great memories here last year, getting to the finals, and the past few tournaments this year, with making fourth round Wimbledon and quarterfinals last week. Yeah, my confidence is pretty high right now. I'm happy with my game, and all these matches are good building steps for the US Open. No one really taught him. He always loved playing tennis. Always loved watching tennis growing up, and he always loved to go out to the court and just play with his kids. And obviously when I was younger, he kind of introduced me to it. So yeah, he wasn't a player or a professional or anything, but he just loved the game and loved watching. So he has a lot of passion for this sport.
Okay, and the second, you come from college tennis, and how did that influence your career?
Yeah, I think college tennis was great for me. It's kind of the first time I was away from home for a while, so I think I definitely matured a lot there. And I think college tennis, the level is really high, so it definitely helped me prepare for professional life, traveling a lot, being away from home, and I think my game developed a lot of college as well.